And so the funeral train proceeds. At the heart and soul of Liszt's Funerai lies a poignant and deeply felt funeral march. We hear that march in its entirety. Finally, Funerai reaches its climax as majestic descending octaves in the pianist's left hand defiantly thunder forth, music meant to remind us of the glory of the cause and the heroism of the martyred patriots. Weimar. Liszt and Caroline moved into a large house called the Altenberg. It is a spacious and attractive house on a hill with a commanding view of the city of Weimar. It still stands today. Liszt filled the house with pianos. In Liszt's composing studio, a room called the Blue Room was his Boisselot grand piano. The living room, or reception room as it was called, was dominated by Liszt's Erard grand piano. On the second floor of the house was the so-called music room, as if every room in the house was not already a music room, which contained two Viennese grands, one a striker, the other a Bösendorfer, a spinet that belonged to Mozart, and a gigantic instrument called a piano organ, a bizarre contraption, a combination of the two instruments coexisting in the same huge case, custom-built for Liszt by the Paris-based firm of Alexander and Sons. The beast had three keyboards, one stacked upon the next, a pedal board, and a set of pipes which could imitate the sounds of all the wind instruments. And to top it all off, Liszt's proudest possession, Beethoven's own English-made Broadwood piano, resided in the house as well.